For some Americans, prescription drugs are hard to get through the usual channels. Obtaining a prescription can mean a costly, time-consuming trip to the doctor. And that's a problem for undocumented immigrants or people who have little money and no health insurance. Some Californians have found another way. They use a network of underground pharmacies where drugs are sold for cash, no questions asked. Frank Browning visited one such place and talked to public health workers about the risks its customers are taking.
They are called swap meets, and they're all over L.A., especially in the Latino South Central District. Part flea market, part discount strip mall, part taqueria food court, swap meets have become North American remakes of Mexican street markets. They are also the place where poor and middle-class people go to buy traditional healing herbs and roots, as well as antibiotics, asthma aspirators, and even syringes, says Gabriela Gonzalez.
A lot of families come here to purchase clothing, but we also find our home remedy stores where they sell illegal medicine. And people, instead of going to the, you know, to the doctor, they will come and ask the person that works here or has the stand, you know, what do you recommend? And she will recommend something for them.
At a botanica on the inside, a grandmotherly lady and her husband tend a shop specializing in teas, herbs, good luck charms, and over-the-counter pills. No prescription drugs were on display, and seeing my radio microphone, she emphasized that she was not a doctor. Asked for some stomach medicine, she offered two bottles of pills.
Dos tabletas antes de cada comida.
Porque she says that that's good. It's going to help you out. It's going to take everything out. Whatever it is you have in there.
6 months ago, Gonzalez came to this swap meet when she had a bad respiratory infection.
I purchased penicillin, and they sold me, I don't know how much, I just asked for it, she gave it to me.
She said she never took the penicillin, but thousands of other Angelenos do buy their medicines at swap meets, and that worries L.A. Public Health Director Jonathan Fielding.
These are people with no training whatsoever, don't pretend even to have any particular healing knowledge. We find all kinds of things, including medications which are not allowed in the United States because they've had bad side effects, people going in and having somebody who knows nothing about medicine giving them injections of steroids, for example, or of broad-spectrum antibiotics. They have no idea if that's in fact appropriate or inappropriate, and there was a tragic situation where somebody died when they in fact got something in there that wound up, I think, knocking out their bone marrow.
Donald Ashton, an enforcement officer for the health department, says most immigrants are in fact being bilked by the swap meet druggists.
The cost is no cheaper. In fact, it's more expensive than going to a county clinic.
What emerges, Ashton says, is a bargaining session.
People go in and they say, well, I need medicine. And the store owner goes, well, how much money do you have? And they say, well, I have $5. And they say, well, that'll buy you three pills. And three pills doesn't do it. You talk to any doctor, they will say that's not safe medicine.
So why do immigrants, Mexicans, Chinese, even Russians, go to swap meets and home healers instead of to city or county clinics where the drugs are safer and often cheaper? A big reason, says public health researcher Michael Cousineau of the University of Southern California, is the chaotic and confusing nature of the public programs that do exist.
People get confused. They don't know they're available. They don't know they all have different eligibility criteria. And it's not unlikely to find a family in which one family member is enrolled in Medi-Cal, another family member is enrolled in Healthy Families, the parents aren't covered with anything, and the grandparents may have Medicare. I mean, it gets very complicated. And so when you try to take that and say, okay, now if I'm sick, where do I go? Sometimes people just get very frustrated.
Finally, it comes down to history and trust, says Gabriela Gonzalez, who works as a community health promoter in L.A.'s South Central District.
Back in our country, such as Mexico, where I'm from, I always remember my mother saying, you know, when we would get sick, we would just go straight to the farmacia or the pharmacy, and, you know, the pharmacist or whoever was behind the counter would give them something.
That was in the bigger towns. But Gonzalez's co-worker, Monique Gorriarte, says that in the countryside, people had no contacts with either doctors or pharmacists.
In the little towns, it's not available pharmacies. It's only little markets, and they have a lot of kind of medicine. And sometimes the person can attend the market, they are unliterate people, and they recommend some kind of medicine.
So then they come here and they find out that the same medicine that they were buying back in Mexico is available here. So it's, you know, they buy it.
On top of all that is the matter of time. For parents who may already be working two jobs and have no babysitters, the waiting time at public clinics is often impossible.
I don't know if you've ever been to a county hospital. I mean, it's hours and hours of wait, 8 to 9 hours of waiting just to see the doctor. Plus, then it'll probably be like another 2 to 3 hours just to get the medicine. I mean, I've waited that long myself.
And so, people without legal papers, people without much money, people without time to leave their jobs all day or leave their children at home go to the swap meets for their medicine. None of it regulated or tested or given out by people trained in diagnosis or possible side effects. Altogether, the health department estimates, the underground pill trade in Los Angeles exceeds $25 million a year. It is endemic among all low-income immigrants, particularly Chinese, Russians, Filipinos, Koreans, as well as Mexicans and Central Americans. And it is not disappearing. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.